Well, good morning and welcome into the Health Minute. I'm Matt Tritton. We're pleased to be joined today on KXCV KLRNW by Dr. Roni Abu-Jowdy, or Dr. AJ, as he's known by his patients, a medical oncologist and hematologist at Mosaic Life Care. Dr. AJ, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today in a big event coming up next Friday and Saturday. That's April 25th and the 26th. Mosaic Life Care hosting the Mammothon with extended hours for mammograms on Friday, April 25th at all three locations, St. Joe, Maryville, and Albany. And also additional hours coming up on Saturday, the 26th in St. Joseph and Albany. So a great opportunity for some vital checkups.
You know, this is one of the, I think, the most important events that we do. All screening events are very important. Breast cancer, obviously, one of them. Highly successful tool for early screening, early detection of breast cancer. Highly encourage anybody with age 40 and above. Actually, I'm a little bit more aggressive in my recommendations for younger women, especially if they had some family history or previous breast pathology that, even though it might not be cancer, definitely do that starting at the age of 40 every year. Mammograms have absolutely been proven over and over that they do save lives by finding cancer very early. Early cancer means early treatment. Early treatment means more successful treatment and improving outcomes.
Well, Dr. AJ, you mentioned that line kind of being 40 years old and occasionally wanted to be a little more aggressive and maybe dipping under that. And if someone's in their early to mid 30s and maybe a little bit concerned, what would you say to them if they were thinking about getting that, whether it was because of some prior conditions or maybe just that peace of mind aspect?
So for younger people, I usually say it's you can use a 10-year mark of another family member with breast cancer. So if you had a family member, a close family member with breast cancer, and you say they were at 42, I would just say, well, then you can start talking your provider at age 32. So 10 years younger than the youngest family member, if I can say that. We want to also be very careful. As good as the mammograms are, we don't want to also do over testing and over exposing women to more unnecessary procedures, because the younger the woman, the more dense the breast is, and dense breast can sometimes lead to false results that needs biopsies. So that's where the 40 sort of came about. But again, folks who have family members, I would say 10 years younger, if there's obviously any suspicion, I'm very big advocate for what we call a self breast exam. There are tutorials online that you can, you know, woman, or they can talk to their providers. Okay, show me how do you do the best breast exam or a good breast exam. And if there's any concern about any abnormal finding on exam, contact the provider and then get the ball rolling.
It does feel like from the educational piece, people are taking note of that and getting more regular checkups, getting those mammograms done regularly. But let's say there's someone in their early 40s and they say, you know what, I've got no family history of breast cancer. I'm not too concerned about it. I might wait every few years. What would your response be to someone in that situation?
Yeah, it's actually a common question we get, and it's education. And the what we describe and say is, you know, family history is only one component of breast cancer. There's a lot of things that can lead to breast cancer, things that we still don't know. I always tell, especially younger women, more up to date on checking their internet and checking good resources, is that, as we speak, still around 1 in 8 women in the United States are going to develop breast cancer by the time they turn in their 70s, and that is regardless and irrespective of family history. So I usually say, look at the gathering, when you go to church, look around and say one out of those eight women is going to develop breast cancer and has no family history. So it takes a lot of education. We talk a lot about the, you know, advancement at the mammogram, you know, with the 3D mammograms and such. The process is not as difficult or as cumbersome as it used to be. It's very fast. It's very reliable. You get answers very quickly. And then it has a very little amount of radiation exposure. So we do a lot of education to try to get that message across.
With the 3D mammograms and so many advances in technology, less cumbersome, a little less invasive, but are you also just getting better screenings off of those too?
Yes, absolutely. Better screening, easier, less cumbersome, less pictures, and definitely detects things much earlier than other modalities we had.
You know, with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there are so many programs centered around those 31 days in the fall. But really, it affects so many throughout the entire year, not just that one month. And now with Mosaic Life Care hosting that Mammothon coming up next Friday and Saturday, April 25th and 26th at all three locations, extended hours at all three locations for folks to be able to get out and get these mammograms. This is a great offering, especially considering how busy people are right now, to be able to get in later in the day on a Friday or maybe schedule that for a Saturday when they typically wouldn't have those offerings to be able to get out and get these checkups.
Absolutely. And you mentioned something very important. We stress, like, we have to use every opportunity we have to stress and talk about screening. And yes, this is just the mammothon for now, but there's 11 months in the year, and we want to keep on emphasizing the same point. Screening and screening and screening saves lives. We do this for other cancers too. And we try every time to pick up one and do everything possible. We do the same thing for men, for prostate cancer, colon cancer awareness, and lung cancer awareness. But so every time we take the opportunity to talk about it more. But hey, the mammograms are available, machines in all places are available every single day of the year.
Now, you work with patients in and around St. Joseph and Maryville. We're also seeing the Albany location for Mosaic adding cancer care services. And these are necessary offerings. But is it as simple as we need them just for the convenience for patients so they're getting those regular screenings and they aren't driving 2 hours for treatment? Or are there some other risk factors that folks in rural areas see as opposed to those in urban areas?
Very good question also. So it's been our, I've been here for almost 20 years now, 19 years, and we've always wanted to go to the rural communities, small communities, to get the best care to the folks there. I think it serves two purposes in Albany. One is absolutely the convenience, but the convenience comes especially with cancer care, because you need your family around you, you need your support group around you, you need the pharmacist that you know, the store that you know, the roads that you know, the hospital that you know, basically. So that all of them adds through, you know, while you're going through the battle and fighting with the cancer. So one, that convenience is extremely important. But also, you know, rural communities have different challenges. We do see, I won't say different cancers, but different presentations of cancers. Those are, you know, sometimes folks don't like to go to the doctor for a lot. They only go when it's a little bit too little too late. When you have somebody there that's available, we hope that will prevent this from happening further. It's like, okay, there's somebody here that I can go and talk to. I don't have to take off and try to figure out how to get there and go either to St. Joe or Maryville or anywhere else. I have somebody that's coming here, and then get earlier access to care again with hopefully better outcomes.
We mentioned before about Albany adding cancer care. You're also serving patients here in Maryville. Mosaic and St. Joseph opened up the new state-of-the-art cancer center a couple years ago. Does the investment locally, plus that partnership with Mayo Clinic, tend to just re-energize you that the necessary resources to treat your patients are available and folks can get what they need when they're coming to see you?
Absolutely. This has been a very good working relationship with Mosaic, because we've worked with them, and I think the word excited is, I'm super excited when we can go to these communities and go to Albany and go to Maryville and hopefully to other communities too soon, is because we want to emphasize there's a commitment here, commitment to do and to deliver the best care everywhere, but deliver it locally. You don't have to go anywhere else. We can deliver that care to you. It's the same team that works through this, fascinating, cancer center. It's the same nursing staff, the same physician providers, nurse practitioners, and we kind of all work together to make sure that whether it's Maryville, whether it's Albany, whether it's Atchison, whether it is St. Joe, whether it is Cameron, we do cover a huge area, and we try to do the best and keep on improving and hopefully get more markets where we can actually go to and deliver the best care close to the patient's homes.
You're tuned in for the Health Minute here on KXEV KRNW. We're talking with Dr. AJ, a medical oncologist and hematologist at Mosaic Life Care. And Dr. AJ, you mentioned it, nearly 20 years working in this area. You come to Mosaic for an interview after your residencies at American University of Beirut and the Cleveland Clinic Foundation in Cleveland, Ohio. Still here serving the same community for nearly two decades. You know, for someone as skilled and knowledgeable as you are, I'd imagine you could write your own ticket just about anywhere. What keeps you sticking around this corner of Northwest Missouri?
the community. I mean, I came in 06, and here I am. I'm hoping to hire more people to stay here with me. This is the great community, great hospital system to work with, excellent providers. This whole system works on trying to bring in the best providers possible to deliver the best care. It is the community and the hospital and the people I work with make me want to come to work every single day.
What role does relationship building and putting patients at ease play in being a medical oncologist? Because you are seeing folks at some of their lowest points getting some really tough diagnoses.
You know, you learn things at school, you learn things your fellowship, but you learn a lot from your patients. You learn how to deal with their tough times, and you work with them, and you learn with them, and you become, you know, part of their family, or they make you part of their family, and unfortunately, you share some of their downfalls and their, you know, bad days, but then you share successes and good scans and good outcomes. So it actually every single patient I learn more from every single patient I interact with, even 20 years later, to make me a better provider and make sure that I'm helping them and then have them all work together with me to deliver the best care possible.
Well, you've made such a positive impact on so many lives throughout Northwest Missouri that if someone brings up the name Dr. AJ, it is always glowing reviews. So you've done fantastic work for nearly 20 years here in our corner of the world. There's a video online I saw that you said that working in cancer care puts everything into perspective and it makes you appreciate what life is all about. And is that something that you kind of feel daily? You know, I know some of us go through that grind of a career. It's a routine. You check a box, you move on. Does this career lead you to hit that refresh button almost every day?
Every morning. Every morning. Every night you go to bed, I pray. Every morning I wake up, I pray to have a good day, be able to deliver the best I can, and be there for my patients. It is their journey is what makes it very humbling to wake up in the morning and come to work. And it's not just work. I mean, all of us here, when you do oncology for a long time, you're not coming to work. You're coming here to help people and be helped at the same time, to appreciate what you have and work with your team and your staff and everybody else to make sure you're delivering the best thing you can.
Mosaic Life Care has its Mammothon coming up April 25th and April 26th. Extended hours to schedule a mammogram in St. Joseph, Maryville, or Albany. Dr. AJ, if someone's tuning in late and missed the first portion, what's your elevator pitch to encourage them to get that mammogram?
Mammogram saves lives. Mammogram is easy. Mammogram catch breast cancer or precancerous conditions very early that are highly curable and will save lives.
That's perfect. Dr. AJ, thanks so much for your time and thanks for joining us here on the Health Minute.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Roni Abu-Jowdy, or Dr. AJ as he's known around Mosaic Life Care, joining us, a medical oncologist and hematologist. Mosaic's Mammothon is scheduled April 25th and 26th. More info for that online at mymlc.com/mammothon. Thanks for joining us for today's Health Minute.